if I can. If I don't have to crawl to get here. Okay, someone read Ephesians 5, 25 and 26. Amen. Sanctification through the Word. Amen. It's not enough to repent, saints. It's not enough to speak in a heavenly language. Amen. But you must get in the Word of God like you have today. You've come to church. Amen. And you're getting cleansed whether you know it or not. The Word of God is going inside of you. Amen. It's going inside of your subconscious mind. Amen. If not your conscious mind. And it will work its cleansing. It's quick and powerful enough to do that. Amen. So we find a threefold cleansing there, blood, fire, and water. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Why do I always get in these predicaments? My. All right. Okay. Now, the first scripture that you read was what? No. The second scripture was James 1:5, wasn't it? Okay, the whole idea here is not to be double-minded, and you're not double-minded, amen, through cleansing, see. In other words, if you'll be faithful, amen, to get the cleansing of the blood, the fire, the water on your mind, amen, then you're able to turn around when you get in a situation to sanctify the Lord God. There's another scripture in here that says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. But the only way that you can sanctify the Lord God in your heart and not be double-minded about the thing, amen, is to get the cleansing of the blood, the fire, and the water, and walk in that cleansing, amen. Then when the devil wants to accuse the nature of God and say, hey, you know, God's brought you he's brought you here to destroy you. He's brought you this far to let you fall down on your face, huh? Or you're going to lose your job, or whatever he might say to you, whatever thought you might get. Amen. You can sanctify the Lord's nature as just and holy through this cleansing. Does that make sense to you? Amen. Well, let's stand up. It's been a struggle today. It really has. With no help from my friends. But you know, you've got to preach when you feel it, and you got to preach when you don't feel it. My soul feels it today, though, deep down. And I know that someone here, amen, is made aware of the love of God, amen, the love of Jesus Christ. And tonight I'll finish this up, or maybe go into something completely different, a little bit more fiery. Amen. Brother Russell, come on up here and dismiss us. Amen. I wanted something real, something I could really sink my teeth down into. Hallelujah. I knew that God had it all. Hallelujah. Brother John, you just missed it. Oh, my Lord. I'll shake for you, huh? Oh, have you? All right. Well, you didn't miss all of it then. Praise God. I knew that the Lord had it all. You know, there's too many things in the world that are fun. Amen. And too many things that allure other Christians that don't have the dance, that don't have the praise. Amen. I'm not saying this is for all Christians. Amen. Some, it cramps their styles. They can't take it. Amen. They go the other way. But this is what I like. Amen. I like the whole Bible. Praise God. If it says dance, I'll do it eventually. Amen. I'll do it eventually. Maybe not right at first. Amen. But it's in the Bible. That word halal in the Hebrew, it means to act clamorously foolish. Now, get that. You can act clamorously foolish and get away with it. In the church, mind you. In the church, in the spirit, hallelujah. And you see people like Brother Jeff, he goes crazy and jumps and does whatever he does. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's, amen. See, he's got a capacity that if he didn't feel that in God, he'd go out in the world and feel it. He'd be in some nightclub acting crazy, drunk. I mean, on distilled spirits rather than the Spirit of God. We get drunk in here too, amen. But it's new wine. It's the Spirit of the Lord that fills our cup and overflows. Hallelujah. Woo! Shalom Ahaya. I took a nap. Amen. It also means, it means act clamorously foolish. All right. See it? I took a Greek course. If you don't know what that is, you got to go take a Greek course, and then you'll know what it is. Amen. Some of it's in English, and the other's in Greek. You don't really believe that, do you? Don't. Number two, it means to rage. It means to rage. Now, this is what the word praise the Lord means. This is what the word praise means. It means rage in the spirit. And you see people just going, huh? They're raging in the Spirit of God. Amen. They're getting set free because, saints of God, some people have a capacity for God. It's got to be filled. Mine has got to be filled. Amen. I came to the end of my road as a Christian. And I said, there's got to be something more to this Christianity thing. There's got to be something more in this word. And saints of God, when I got in a Christ Gospel church, amen, that preached that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, amen, they preached it all, hallelujah, I got a hold of all of it, amen, and now I'm able to express myself in the Spirit. Not everyone does the same thing all the time. Some just, hallelujah, you know, some just shine, and they're in agreement with everything. That's another meaning. It means to shine. Okay, it means that, amen, means clear and sound. Now, what that means, the Hebrew language is so much different than the English, amen, so deep. And that word halal, remember this is praise. And see, saints, I've been doing this now for going on about 13 years. Hallelujah, it took something really strong to keep me going on for God. And according to all these guys' reports, amen, that they were strung out in the world on things too, and their friends have just dropped out of this church and dropped out of that church, and they're just straggling along, amen, and Russell and the rest of them just keep on going mighty, hallelujah. Why? Because they're getting the entire capacity filled up, amen. We're not ashamed to obey the Word of God.